strong word.
Damn is not a very strong word. No, no. The damn thing wouldn't work, something like that.
Okay. Say, if you meet a person in town, one of your friends, what might you say to them, you know, just to greet him?
Well, I'd ask him how you doing, how you getting along, good morning.
Would you say anything to somebody you've never seen before just to be saying something?
Never would. I'd never be picking up.
Okay. Say if you had visitors and you've enjoyed their visit, you might tell them, well, I sure hope you'll come.
Again, I've enjoyed being with you.
What would you say to somebody around December 25th? I hope you have a
good Christmas.
Or a
good holiday.
Or a hope you have a
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
What about around January the 1st? What would you say?
Good year. Have a good year. Happy year.
Happy new year.
Prosperous year. Happy new year.
Say if somebody has done you a favor, you might say, well, I sure am much
obliged to you, or thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you have to go downtown to get a lot of things, you say you need to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Okay. And if you bought something, the storekeeper will say, took a piece of paper and did what to it?
Wrapped it up.
And when you got home, you
unwrapped it.
What if a fella has to sell something for less than what he paid for it, you say he had to sell it
at a loss.
Okay. And if you see something like a new tractor that you'd like to get, but there's more money than you can afford, you might say, well, I'd like to get that, but it just
too high.
Or it costs
more than I can afford. I don't have that much money.
In other words, it costs
too much.
If you really need to have it, you might go see your banker to
right.
See if you could
borrow the money and pay for it.
Yeah. And he might say, well, I'd like to let you have it, but nowadays money's mighty
scarce.
Sure is, isn't it?
Sure is.
Okay. You say when it's time to pay the bill, you say the bill is
due.
All right. And some people who are in clubs have to pay their
due.
What about if you went in the water, if you go off the end of a board like this?
Diving.
Okay. Alright, that word dive, you might say, well, the boy ran off the board and
dived into the water.
Okay. And if he's done that a lot, you say he's all day long.
He dived all day long.
He sure likes to
dive.
Alright. You ever seen people dive in the water, but they'll land flat? Make a popping sound?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say he did?
He burned his head.
Okay. Have you ever heard another word for that? So-and-so did a
Billy Buster.
Sure. Okay. What about if a little boy is playing in the yard, he might tuck his head down between his legs and go over like that?
Turn somerset.
Okay. And talking about once you get in the water, you begin to
swim.
Right. That word swim, you might say, oh, so-and-so went in the water and across the river.
Swim.
If he's done it all day, you might say he's
swim all day long.
Okay.
Back and forth.
All right. Around here, if you go into a store, maybe to pay off your bill or something like that, have you ever heard of the storekeeper giving you something a little extra? Like in some places, people have told me that they might give you a little